three lights on you.
Because this is my studio.
It's not fair.
Well, what do you think, though?
It looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two screens, three lights.
Yeah. And then also this screen over here works, too.
Wow.
Did you see my Instagram video where I showed off my studio?
I don't think I did.
People liked it.
It is nice.
This is my little cave now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Minimal cords. For the most part.
The cords are doing pretty good.
Yeah.
What cords are you having a problem with?
It's looking a little messy from the
down,
side.
Yeah, the underling.
The
yeah.
undercarriage.
Yeah.
It's looking a little messy.
Hey, listen, we're doing the best we can right now, okay? But
it's not bad.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Yeah, there's just a lot of things happening in here. But we're doing it, and you know, it's all for the YFTers out there.
It truly is.
Yeah. Do you want a bell?
It's your only gig at this point.
I don't have anything to say to that. Do you need a bell?
Nah.
I'll just bell for you.
I figured. Okay.
But I could give you, there's some Scotch whiskey right there. It is St. Patty's Day.
I know. It doesn't feel like it. I guess it does for you because you've been celebrating it all day.
Yeah, I was drinking earlier. I went and played golf.
I had some tequila last night.
You did?
Which, you know, I gave up in 2023.
Yeah.
Champagne girly, blah, blah, blah.
I didn't know you gave up tequila.
I mean, it's not like I'm like, yeah, I could never have it again. But like left tequila in 2023. I've been drinking mostly champagne in 2024.
Really?
Like everywhere I go, I'm like champagne, champagne, champagne. Took all the tequila off my rider, replaced it with champagne.
Mm-hmm.
And so far I've been feeling so much better.
Interesting.
There's something about tequila that just gives me the worst hangover.
Mm.
And champagne doesn't for me. I know some people get headaches from it, but not me.
Yeah.
And last night I went to Casa Vega. Classic. And you can't go to Casa Vega and not order one of their famous margaritas.
For everyone wondering what Casa Vega is, it is a shitty Mexican restaurant.
But it's so bomb.
It's a shitty Mexican restaurant in Studio City that's like very famous. In Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, they do a scene there.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's in every movie and it is the worst Mexican food ever. And every time you go in there, it seems like it should be like an old Italian place.
Yes.
It's like dark,
yes.
Leather chairs, you know?
Very much.
Yeah. But the margaritas are very good there.
So fucking good.
Yeah. So you got a margarita at Casa Vega?
I did.
Why didn't I get invited to Casa Vega?
It was a girl's night.
Okay.
Yeah. Girl's night. My mom even went. Can't believe she left the house. I drank about 3/4 of it and I was drunk. They're strong.
Oh, they'll get you.
They'll get you. So I can't drink today because obviously I have to drink tomorrow in Vegas.
Oh, so you're going to Vegas tomorrow.
Yeah.
And where are you playing?
At the Wynn, baby.
The Wynn.
It's the only place I play.
Yeah, how dare I?
My home away from home.
The Wynn's good.
It's the best.
Have you ever done like a bad Vegas residency or like played like
show, a
like,
bad Vegas show?
Have you done
show?
Like Circus?
No, I have not.
Circus is like a little haunted house looking at this point.
It looks sketch for sure.
Who's like, got the best darty?
The best darty.
Do you know what a darty is?
Yeah, day party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think Encore Beach Club.
It does?
Yes.
And that's at the Wynn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Encore Beach Club. Here's the thing. The Wynn, it's like, it's Lux, baby. Lux, you know? And like, I'm sorry, Mandalay Bay is not Lux.
Yeah.
And the Wynn, they have the great restaurants, the great shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Their roster, great talent, like A-list talent. Like, they just do it right at the Wynn.
Do you gamble when you go there?
No.
I don't like to gamble.
I'm not making enough money to gamble at all quite yet.
Well, that's not a reason to not go gamble.
What do you mean?
There are plenty of poor motherfuckers that are gambling.
I know. And losing lots of money.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not trying to be one of those.
Isn't it funny though? Like, I feel like I'm pretty good with my money and I would never I'll go, if everyone's going to gamble, I'll take $500 out.
It's a lot.
I know. And I'll be like, I know I'm going to lose this in 3 hours. And then when I'm done with that, I'm going to hit the fucking slots and I'm going to sit there and drink and just bring, bring. And that's all I'll do.
So the past couple times I've been in Vegas, someone's given me money to gamble with, which I'm down to lose someone else's money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not my own.
Sugar daddy.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a lot of money. It's like, here's $100, go gamble it. And we did like penny slots, lost it all. Both times. Yeah. Just don't know about it.
Penny slots are fun.
I'd rather just go and like drink free liquor or champagne in my case and have a nice dinner.
You drink champagne though?
Yes.
Gives me headaches, man.
Champagne in the club. It's the way to go, I'm telling you.
Is that a song?
Should be.
It could be.
It should be.
I love that, like, you are working Vegas, so, like, I'm supportive, mm-hmm. and I will also recognize that, like, a lot of people love Vegas.
Yeah.
One of my least favorite places in the world is Vegas.
And you're not doing Vegas right. There's a right and a wrong way to do Vegas. There's probably a lot of wrong ways to do Vegas.
I feel like I've only ever done it wrong. Okay.
If you do it wrong, it's really bad.
Lay it out for me. How do I do Vegas right?
Vegas right. Maximum of 48 hours in Vegas.
Okay.
If you stay any longer,
agree with that.
It turns to shit.
Yes.
That's the biggest rule.
Okay.
Another big one for me is, like, you pick one hotel and you stay there.
Okay.
If you try to leave,
don't go anywhere.
That's when things go wrong.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
Getting around in Vegas is not easy. It's not cheap.
It's not it.
Like, it's not it. So you pick one place, the Wynn, obvi, and you stay there.
Mm-hmm.
You make your dinner reservations well in advance,
mm-hmm.
because otherwise you're waiting 3 hours for a dinner.
Got it.
So make your reservations in advance. Have a great dinner.
Yeah.
Do a little shopping. The Wynn has all the shopping you could need.
Mm-hmm.
Do a little shopping. Buy something nice for yourself. You want to go down and gamble? Sure. Go gamble. Go see a nice show.
Yeah.
If DJs aren't your thing, they have other types of shows. They have this, The Awakening, this like theater show at the Wynn.
Yeah.
There's plenty of options to see a show. And then you leave and you have a nice time. You party for, like, I think 24 hours is even great. Party for one night,
yeah.
you know, and then go home.
I think that, like, party for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
And then you gotta get the fuck out of it. Go back to your room.
Yeah.
Maybe order a quesadilla,
mm-hmm.
or a quesadilla.
Yep.
Go to fucking bed.
Mm-hmm.
Get up. Get the fuck out of there.
I agree.
Yeah. Vegas
but
is tough.
But if you do it that way, it can be very fun.
Brandy's in the studio today.
I am.
I'm a little drunk. It's St. Patty's Day. I'm going to be honest with you.
I love that for the wife's ears, honestly.
Should we start the show?
Yep.
Is it me or you?
Maybe me.
Yeah, it's you.
Yeah. Bros and hoes, you're listening to a St. Patrick's Day episode of Your Favorite Thing podcast with
Wells and Brandy. Wells and Brandy. Is that Irish?
No.
McDonald's.
That was not it either.
That was Scottish.
That wasn't
Is that Scottish?
I don't think so.
McDonald's.
No. It's nowhere close.
Wells and Brandy.
No, that's nowhere close. I don't know what that is, but it's not anything.
You try.
I'm not good at accents.
But I don't just try.
Like, I can't even, like, hear an Irish accent really.
Gaelic.
No, you're making it worse. You're making it harder for me.
It's getting worse, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I can't do it.
Irish.
If I was drunk, I would maybe try.
All right, guys, did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? If you're among them, you know you're not alone. Thinning is normal, and Nutrafol helps women address it from within with science-backed supplements.
Y'all know that I have been a huge Nutrafol fan for years now. It is my go-to hair supplement, and Nutrafol is also the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength. I know for me, I experience much less shedding when I'm taking my vitamins. My hair is shinier. It's just healthier in general, so I'm a big, big fan. You guys can go to Nutrafol.com and take their hair health wellness quiz, and they will tell you which formula is right for you and give you a personalized plan for better hair growth through their whole body health approach.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners out there $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code YFT. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code YFT.
That's Nutrafol.com, promo code YFT.
We've talked about it a bunch before, but, like, one of my favorite things is all the furniture I've gotten from Article, mainly all the stuff that we've got outside. And not only has it stood the test of time, you know, like, it's weathered so well out there, but also it looks so freaking good. Moreover than that, when we got our Article stuff sent to us, it came so quickly. And then these guys came over, like, set it up for us. It was the best experience ever. If you guys haven't checked out, like, some Article furniture, you are missing out, bro.
For sure. And they have different styles for everybody's taste. So whether you're searching for mid-century, modern, coastal, maybe industrial or boho designs, they have something for everybody. Plus, Article offers fast, affordable shipping across the US and Canada, and they won't leave you waiting around. You pick the delivery time and they'll send you updates every step of the way. Right now, Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/YFT and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout.
That's article.com/YFT for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Do it. There are some things I think we need to talk about before we talk about anything.
Okay.
And I think number one, and I really am annoyed that we didn't do this last week, but we need to talk about Kate Middleton. And just
definitely
right off the bat, what are our thoughts? Where is she? Is she alive? Is she dead?
I just got to say.
Yeah.
The royals are so sketchy.
So sketchy.
Like, why do they gotta be so sketch?
Easy Snapchat of what Kate's doing.
Why are they putting out Photoshopped images?
I know. If the royals just asked my wife to Photoshop something,
it would be better.
No one would know.
I know.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do they not have the resources for this? If you're gonna lie.
You don't have one, like, influencer.
Yeah, like one Gen Zer that can,
just
get it going.
It's not even, it's not Photoshop. It's called, what's it called when you clean up, you like smooth out people's faces?
Facetune.
You're telling me you don't have a single royal that doesn't Facetune shit?
Yeah.
So they had that first picture of Kate and they were like, all the sleuthers were like, the mole isn't there. That's Pippa. Mm-hmm. Which, that's so amazing if that's true. And then she puts out a picture with the kids, mm-hmm. which looks totally AI'd to the max. Mm-hmm. And then you start seeing like one kid's missing a finger. Like, it's so bad.
Bad.
And then someone goes and is like, this is a picture from like an InStyle shoot or something. And they like get that picture and superimposed over that picture. And you're like, yeah, that's the same picture. Mm-hmm. And then there's another one where she's in a car. There's like a brick wall behind it. I don't know if you've seen this. There's like a brick wall.
Seen this
like
one.
Through the window, you see a brick wall.
Uh-huh.
So it's and like- then there is a brick wall above the car.
Okay.
But the bricks are like not even close. Mm-hmm. It's that one with the mole. The car's driving towards the camera. And for some reason, there's like a fourth, like a fifth wheel. You know, like that it was obviously Photoshopped from something else. Mm-hmm. It's so incredibly bad. You know what they need?
What's that?
This is why the Kardashians are so good at what they do. Because there are, it's sad to say, but there are royals. And they've figured out, because they've gotten caught so many times.
I know.
And they know how to, that's what they need. They need Kim.
They do.
Over there doing some work.
They do. That would be their best shot.
Not even a joke. Can I just tell you what I think's happening?
Yes.
Girl got a facelift.
I was going to say plastic surgery.
Come on.
I don't know if it's a facelift or boobs or like whatever it is, like you're looking at like a 10-day, 2-week recovery for most surgeries, like most plastic surgeries.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, like a minimum recovery of like when you can get back out there and do shit, not when you want to be seen really.
But a facelift I think is a little bit longer.
Is it?
I think, I mean, I don't know, but I would like a boob job I think is like
2 weeks.
Yeah, but you can also like be out in public with a boob lift. You're just like wearing, you can wear a hoodie.
Yeah, but if you don't feel good and don't want your photo taken, I could see a world where she's like hiding. I'm just saying like, I think a plastic surgery or, you know, a lot of people are doing these like laser treatments now, like a CO2 laser. Have you seen what people look like after a CO2 laser?
No, I don't know.
Holy shit, it's bad. Basically, like, not to say it's bad, like I'm sure it produces great results, but you look fucking crazy for like 2 weeks. Yeah. It basically burns your skin off.
Oh, okay.
And you look like a fucking burn victim. For 2 weeks minimum.
Beauty is pain.
And then your skin starts to regrow or whatever it is. And I mean, maybe she did the CO2 laser.
Yeah.
There's some scenarios.
But it's also silly. Like,
everyone's saying he cheated. Is that?
That's the other thing is like, and it was like her friend or something.
Eh. That's a stretch.
I'm not a royal.
Clearly.
But I feel like if you're a royal and you want to
fuck around.
I imagine there is like a whole slew of people they can just be like, okay, do you want a redhead? Do you want a blonde? We can get him in here. Beep, bop, boop, bop. And that's fine. But like if you're William, mm-hmm. that's who it is, right? Mm-hmm. And you're so dumb to be like, I'm going to start a relationship with someone. Come on, guy.
His fucking dad did it.
I know. Come on. And that's the thing. It's like history repeating itself. You know?
If that's what's happening.
But maybe she's dead.
No.
I don't think she's dead either.
Nah. I bet she got a little surgery
She got a facelift.
How old is she, though? I don't think she's old enough for a facelift.
I don't know.
Kate Middleton, where are you? Is this a horror story? Princess Middleton, where are you? The world is starting to worry. Diana, did something cruel happen to you? Hey, what is going on?
And who made this?
I don't know.
Give us a sign that you're alive or do a lesson where you tell us you're okay. You're okay, right?
Right?
Kate Middleton, where are you? Explanations I'm not buying. Princess Middleton, where are you? Someone is clearly lying.
True.
That's
hilarious. Mm-hmm. Hope for the best. I hope she hasn't gotten completely Diana'd.
I don't think.
You know what's going to be really funny? Is that like some crazy shit's going to happen. William's not going to be president. Harry's going to have to be president. Sorry, whatever. King. Yeah, because Charles is out, right? Not doing well. His hands are ballooned up. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that? Mm-hmm. He's got real fat man hands.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's going to happen is that Harry is going to
you
be.
You do?
He is
no.
going.
Well,
I'm going to prognosticate right here, right now. He is going to be the reluctant king. The reluctant king. He didn't want it. He didn't want any of this.
Uh-huh.
I know that this is such a big thing for a lot of British people and for a lot of Americans too, but like, are we at a point now where like, who needs this?
Great question.
You know?
Yeah.
And also, is this your only celebrity that like people give a shit about?
I think they care about Adele, no? Do they? I think so.
Okay, so Adele... Got it.
I'll tell you what Brits I care about in this moment.
Yeah, what Brits do you care about?
I am so obsessed with Callum Turner and Dua Lipa as a couple. Like, I love it so much. They are my royals.
And what is Dua Lipa? Is she Puerto Rican?
I think she was actually born in Kosovo, but she grew up in the UK. She's got a British accent.
Oh, she's British. Yeah.
From the UK, yeah. Even but born maybe in Kosovo or somewhere
so
like
Callum.
That. So fucking hot.
And then the other guy... he might be Irish, though, from Banshees of Inisherin.
Barry Keoghan?
Yeah.
He's Irish.
Okay.
Look up that accent. It's a good one for you to practice.
But is he Northern Irish? Because that's English.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I don't know either. Hey, British people, let's get some more celebrities out here. What are we doing here? Also, your main celebrities, they didn't do anything. They haven't made a movie that we give a shit about.
Adele's done some great shit.
Yeah, okay. But like our celebrities, the Kardashians, sex tape. Come on, guys. Let's do a little better.
Oh.
Weird take that we took on the royals. People are going to be hating
on
you for this.
They're going to hate it for sure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
St. Paddy's Day.
Fine.
Remember we had a conversation about, I think we had a conversation about like what happens with your penis when you're in the bath.
Mm-hmm. I vaguely remember that.
Yeah. So this is a TikTok about what happens... When
are we like that stretched for content that this is what we talk about?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what you think this show is. This is what this show is. This is a song about what happens when a man gets in a bathtub.
I dread this.
Do girls know that when a man takes a bath, his wiener floats just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a
just a little bit.
It must be just less dense than the water, the way it flows.
So elegant.
Just a little bit.
This is insane.
Like a birthday balloon at the end of its days. Like a Macy's Day Parade float starting to deflate. It's not the most
majestic,
but it certainly draws your attention.
You know the words at this point. That worries me.
Thank goodness nobody's ever seen it.
Do girls know that when a man takes a bath, his wiener flows just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Do girls know
some people just have too much time on their hands.
I mean, but also, did you know that? Also, shout out to Lou Burger Music. Mm. Did you know that?
Well, apparently we've talked about it before, so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it floats a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's weird. And what's really funny, so you get some suds out there. And so you got some suds, you know, just
floating around.
Like smoke on the water, yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, your pee-pee,
it's disgusting.
Like a periscope, pops up and is like, what's going on up here?
Huh.
Huh. Okay, I'm going to go back down for a little bit.
Oh.
And then, oop, maybe up. And then down, down. And I don't know if guys ever want.
Visual.
I don't know if guys ever want to see that.
I was gonna say, is this why like men don't like baths?
Yeah.
Like men don't take a lot of solo baths. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because the wiener floating.
Maybe that's it.
What it is. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. All right, we've gotten through Act Two, where
we have to
it was
leave all that in.
Wiener float.
This podcast, it has to be on its way out. There's no way people are still listening.
Yeah. By the way, I keep getting sent this.
Just shut the fuck up, but did not ask for the dumb opinion that came out of your ass. Just shut the fuck up.
I get this a lot sent to me.
It's a good one.
But also, I feel like I've played it.
I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so all the way up to yours that are sending me that, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I'm just going to go through all the TikTok things that I've got.
Okay.
And then we'll get into the show.
Okay.
This one's called Ozempic. I don't know. So what happens is that like I see TikToks. I'm like, that's good. Mm-hmm. I got to use this for the show. And then I denote them and then I don't remember what they were.
Mm.
So let's see what this is.
Oh, 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 Ozempic.
You've done this.
I have.
We know you didn't do that alone. Ozempic.
So good.
It shows. You were fat not that long ago. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We know what you did.
Noah Davis, you're a good guy. Another one I've got here.
Another one.
Okay, I'm going to do this last TikTok one, and then I've got bird names that are insane. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This one is the absolute disdain that Mark Twain had for Mormons is so beautiful.
Okay.
And also Mark Twain was around when like that religion was like being made.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is so funny.
Did you know that the famous author Mark Twain had a lot to say about Mormons back in the day? He lived at the same time as Brigham Young, and he actually visited Salt Lake to go see what the fuss was all about with the Mormon people. When he was first headed to Salt Lake, he said he wanted to put an end to polygamy until he saw the women there.
That's amazing.
I'm scared.
Let's keep going.
As in his quote, "Then I was touched. My heart was wiser than my head. It warmed toward these poor, ungainly, and pathetically homely creatures. And as I turned to hide the moisture in my eyes, I said, no, the man that marries one of them has done an act of Christian charity, which entitles him to the kindly applause of mankind, mm-hmm. not their harsh censure. And the man that marries 60 of them has done a deed of open-handed generosity. Generosity so sublime that the nation should stand uncovered in his presence and worship in silence."
Wow.
Mark Twain also had a fair bit to say about the Book of Mormon, which is the record that Joseph Smith said he translated from the gold plates. Mark Twain said, "All men have heard of the Mormon Bible, but few except the elect have seen it, or at least taken the trouble to read it. I brought a copy away from Salt Lake. The book is a curiosity to me. It is such a pretentious affair. And yet so slow, so sleepy, such an insipid mess of inspiration." And this is my favorite quote from him. He said, "It is chloroform in print. If Joseph Smith composed the book, the act was a miracle. Well, keeping awake while he did it was, at any rate."
Where is she reading this from?
These are just Mark Twain quotes about the Book of Mormon.
But like, where'd she find them?
I don't know. I'm sure like in his writings. But I love that, like, you know, Mark Twain obviously is like one of the best like American writers of our time or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And just one, what I like about it is him just talking shit. Like, it's just a poorly written thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm sure in his mind, he's like, "I'm a better writer. And you're saying this is God? No way.
Right.
Come on, guys." But then also the thing of like, "I don't think I agree with polygamy." And then he's like, "But then I saw those girls. Thank God someone's marrying these fucking bitches."
Damn, that's cold. old.
Dude, Mark Twain? Original OG, dude. Mm-hmm. So good. All right.
I don't know about good, but yeah, something.
Well, he wrote some amazing books.
He did,
you know?
He did. I'll give him that.
Huck Finn.
Great book.
Tom Sawyer.
Great book.
All right, guys. Bowl and Branch. Yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Bowl and Branch is amazing.
Bowl and Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com.
That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This comes from Betches with No Life. And the first one is that birds are just named stuff like hot-breasted MILF and no one does anything about it. And I was like, okay, I'm interested.
Okay.
So then it's just a bunch of pictures of actual birds and what their
name is.
Names are.
Okay.
This one is called, that's the sombre tit. Okay? We're starting off real easy. Sombre tit is a real bird's name. Here's the dick sissel. That's a dick sissel. Am I saying that right, you think?
Yeah.
Dick sissel. Someone was like, you know, we're going to call this one dick sissel.
Here's my question.
Hold on. Now we're at the red-rumped bushed tyrant.
Do you think these were named in another language and it's just not translating right?
The red-rumped bush tyrant is a species of bird in the family of the, who knows what that word is, found in Bolivia, Colombia.
Now see, this was probably in
Colombia, where they were doing cocaine and someone was like, that's a,
I was going to say Portuguese or Spanish or whatever.
Red-rumped bush language tyrant.
They speak there.
You ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
I
know this one.
The blue-footed bobby.
Booby.
The blue-footed booby.
Even better.
That's even better. Here's the American bush tit.
Oh, they like putting tit in the name of
they
these
do
birds.
They do love bush. Tit and bush. It's, bush and tit.
It's making me think that in another language, this means something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that you think that someone was like, I'm going to translate this.
Yes.
And what I think this translates into is pubic haired
yes.
boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The American bush tit.
Yep.
Here's the woodcock. I mean, we've all seen a woodcock.
Yeah.
We've had some.
For better or worse.
We've had some tough nights in Vegas. Andean cock of the rock.
Mm-hmm.
Andean?
Yeah.
Andean. Andean cock of the rock. Brandy, this is what I want on my gravestone.
Well, a cock is a bird.
Yeah. But I want this on my gravestone.
Not that crazy.
Look at his head.
Uh-huh.
Andean cock of the rock. That guy, this bird thinks he's in a band.
Mm-hmm.
In the 80s.
He's pretty cute.
Here's the fluffy back-titted babbler.
Uh-huh.
Backed tit babbler.
Yes. I wouldn't call him fluffy myself. But, yeah. You know.
Here's the tufted tit mouse. That's a real scientific name for an animal. It's a good looking bird though. Look at that.
He's very, very handsome.
He's got a little mohawk going on there. I kind of like
cute.
It. Did you like that?
Loved it. I loved it so much.
All right. That's the stuff that I brought to the show, which I feel like.
The bar is low.
Yeah. But I tell you what, I'm just hoping that I get some tufted titmouse tonight.
Oh,
you
God.
Know?
Well, considering Sarah is at the golf course drinking rosé,
yeah.
I would say your chances are decent.
Well, she's going to get some Andean cock of the rock.
Definitely will be offered it. I have a feeling.
Yeah, she's going to get some of that cock of the rock.
Oh,
I want people to start using that when they have sex.
Oh,
hey,
they won't.
Call me the Andean cock of the rock.
Don't do it, guys.
Guys, do it. All right. Fave things, bro.
I don't even know.
This is why I had so much stuff, because I knew you were coming. You're so drained from doing fucking Sorry with Stone.
I have talked so much for the past 2 days. I don't even know.
Yeah.
We recapped Love Is... We did the Love Is Blind reunion. Yes or no?
No, we didn't. Oh. I haven't watched it, so give me all the things.
What do you mean?
I'm gonna mute my mic. I'm gonna let you go.
You haven't watched it?
No, because I've been doing other stuff. Because I knew you were gonna do this, so I was like, I need some other stuff.
But I it's not gonna be as good if you don't have some things to say.
Tell me all about it.
Jesus Christ. Okay, well, not shocking. The only couple that made it right is the ones that don't have sex.
Yeah.
Which. I gotta say.
Are they still not having sex? Are they still holding to that?
It's unclear.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I really like about what they did with the reunion is they brought past cast members for the audience, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
And then these past cast members asked really funny questions. Mm-hmm. And somebody asked them, so did you guys not know about condoms? Yeah. Or like, did you figure it out? You know, and when she was being funny, they did not think it was funny.
Oh, no.
No, they were like, yeah, we figured it out.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, oh, excuse me. But it's like, did you?
Yeah, did you?
I don't know. They were really weird about it.
Yeah, do they know that the penis goes inside the vagina?
Not sure.
Mm.
Not sure. But you know what? Love it for them that they made it and they're together. And they are very cute, even if they're not having sex. I mean, like, whatever floats your boat or doesn't float it, I guess. But yeah, that was interesting. I was like, you should laugh about this.
Do you think that it is we don't want to talk about our sex life television?
Maybe. I never thought about that, to be honest.
Because I think that one makes more sense. Like, if that were the case, then I wish that they would be like, hey, guys,
mm-hmm.
we're just really not comfortable with, like, talking about, mm-hmm. like, our sex lives
mm-hmm.
or, like, lack thereof or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because this just sounds naive.
Yeah, it does. And they both come off a little sheltered to me.
Yeah.
So maybe they are just naive. Yeah. I don't know. It was interesting. I just, like, it caught me off guard that they didn't, like giggle with them about
yeah,
it and
yeah,
that they
yeah.
were just so like, we figured it out, like dismissive about it, you know,
mm-hmm.
a little strange. So you would think that going into this, you would think that Jeremy is going to be the biggest enemy of the night here. Fucking curveball. If there has ever been a curveball. Trevor. Do you remember Trevor?
Is that the guy that
mullet guy
with a weird rash on yes. his forehead for some reason that no one ever explained?
Mullet guy,
bad guy.
The worst, the scum of the earth.
Why is he scum?
Mullet guy was in a relationship.
Oh my goodness.
And they read the text. They showed the receipts of him texting his girlfriend literally en route to the pods, being like, I love you, baby. Literally garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, baby. I'll see you on the other side. And what's even worse is she's in on it. She's like, I love you so much, baby. You do what you need to do.
Wow.
It's fucking crazy.
And what did Chelsea say about that?
Well, of course, Chelsea's like, thank God I didn't pick you. You know what I mean? But I think, I think Chelsea also felt like she was like robbed a little bit of the experience in a way. And she's like, God, if I had picked you, like, I would be in such a worse position. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was already bad because Jimmy. And, like, I think she just probably felt robbed of the experience a bit after hearing it. But I'm so shocked that he really fooled everybody.
I
thought he was an angel.
No, I knew.
No?
No, but what?
The whole time I was like, Chelsea, pick Trevor. He loves you. He's a great guy. You're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
And he turns out to be the scum of the earth. Now, I will say, at the reunion, he was clearly upset, close to tears. He knew he knows he fucked up. To be honest, I'm surprised he showed up.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have to, right? Like, the other fucking guy, the idiot guy, didn't show up. So I know there was, there's a world where he doesn't have to come. And he did, and he sat there. But when Vanessa, who's scary as hell, says to him, like, what the fuck, basically, he just sits there in silence.
Yeah.
He has nothing to say. And you do feel a little bad for him, but then you don't.
Who had the receipts?
That's a great question. I'm assuming that
production?
They had to get them from the girlfriend because they were the text messages between him and the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Saying, like, all right, baby, I love you. Like, you know, I'll see you on the other side of this. Like, and then the second he gets out of the experiment, he texts her and is like, I'm going to marry you.
Wow.
What a sociopath.
Yeah.
Right?
With a rash on his forehead that no one wants to talk about, but I'm going
to
talk about it.
Shook to the core.
Now I feel good about talking about it.
He had me fooled.
What about Clay?
Our boy Clay. Clay also knows he fucked up.
Yeah.
He well, does.
He's feeling the wrath of the of public.
He is. But he does. Here's the vibe I got. But, okay. You know, like, clearly I can be fooled because Trevor had me fooled. I get the vibe that Clay has watched this back and is like, fuck, I screwed up.
Yes.
You know, like, I'm an idiot. AD is everything. And I fucked it up.
I don't really think that's what he thinks.
I would like to think that's what he thinks. That's kind of what it seems like.
That's what how he's playing it.
Now, here's a curveball.
Yeah.
Do you remember Matthew?
No.
Older, nerdy guy with the glasses that was weird as fuck. But for some reason, AD had a thing for him.
Yes.
Even, you know, she couldn't see him. So, like, we'll give her that. Yeah. But, like, not even about what he looks like. He was weird. After Love is Blind, after Clay says no.
Yeah.
She messages Matthew and goes on a date with him.
Oh my, AD. Otto Domini.
And they're like, how'd it go? And she was like, kind of good.
No.
My girl, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, he was the one who was like, America's gonna say this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And Clay, and like, the camera went straight to Clay when she was like, I went on a date with him. And you could tell he was like,
yeah,
you know, like, he was freaked about it.
Oh.
I know. But it kind of seemed like from the beginning of the reunion to the end, AD like kind of went from like, you missed your chance, I've moved on, to like, by the end of it, she was like rubbing his leg when he was upset and like giving him the eyes. And like, I feel like they might get back together.
God, you know, girl, know, come on.
I know.
You're
I
better know. Than that.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy is with Sarah Ann.
Really?
Yeah. Are you shocked? I'm not. No. I'm not shocked one bit.
Yeah.
He seems terrible. She seems kind of terrible. I kind of think they're perfect for each other.
Yeah. Well, they went on a jet ski date. So
yeah, they like rode off into the jet ski abyss and now they're together.
What about Jimmy?
Jimmy.
Is Jimmy a bad guy?
You know what? Here's what I think. I don't think Jimmy's a bad guy. I actually think Jimmy is a really good guy.
Yeah.
And I think that Chelsea, there's two types of girls in this world. There's girls that are insecure in their relationships, and there's girls that aren't. And I think, and like, I have a lot of girlfriends that like are very jealous girls and want to control their man and follow their location at all times. And like, I have friends that do that.
Really?
I'm not that person, but I think that that's just a one type of girl. And I think that's Chelsea. And what's unfortunate, and like, I actually have some friends that I would say this about too. Like, what's unfortunate is like, she's so concerned that Jimmy's cheating or Jimmy's doing something, you know, he shouldn't or whatever. I actually think Jimmy's a good guy. I actually don't think Jimmy is a cheater. I think that he was committed to her and whatever, but you can't, the minute you start telling a man he can't do something and can't go here and can't see this person, you lose him.
Yeah.
You can't tell, you can't tell a man that he can't do shit.
So, but he didn't get with Jess because she's with Harry.
No, she's with Harry Jowsey.
I know.
Yeah.
I saw some theory that people think that Jess is a industry plant, like a producer plant.
Nah. Like she's going on Perfect Match.
Of course. I don't even know what that is.
Yes, you do.
What's Perfect Match?
It's the spinoff show where they, Nick Lachey, Nick and Vanessa host it.
Oh, God.
But they pull, you haven't seen Perfect Match? It's my favorite of all the shows.
Really?
They pull talent from all the shows. Love is Blind, Too Hot to Handle. The Maze, was that a show? Or
Maze Runner?
Whatever. There's a couple shows I never watched. The Circle, which I never saw.
Yeah.
They pull from all these different shows.
Oh, okay.
And then put them on a dating show.
Got it.
And it's great.
Yeah.
And she's going, Micah from last season, the blonde girl, and Izzy, the guy with the bad credit, who says his credit's fine now, but you know.
Well, that was fast.
They're going on Perfect Match. The two teachers, the principal, the teacher, super weird. Super weird. They sat together. They were touching each other. They're not dating. They say they're best friends. They say they FaceTime every day. Gives me the ick.
Mm. Do we like anyone that came out of this thing?
Yeah.
Johnny and...
I like Johnny and... What's their name?
I don't know.
I like the... Yeah, I like them.
Okay.
I think it's weird that they don't fuck, but like...
I think they fuck. I just don't think they want to talk about fucking.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think she test drove it though before she bought it.
Which that's unless you're like super religious, that's a crazy thing to do.
Even if you're religious, I think it's a little nuts, but...
I think so too. Just repent as an ordained minister. I just want to say that you need to drive it before you buy it.
You sure do.
And if you feel bad about that, repent. God will forgive you and your penis and your... Hee-hoo. But you know what God doesn't forgive? divorce. Mm. So, you know, make decision. Mm. Make it right. What do you think's worse?
Pretty sure he forgives divorce.
This is it. Yeah, I know. Actually, I don't know if he does.
God forgives everything, right? As long as you ask for forgiveness, that's the rule.
What do you think is worse in the grand scheme of like religious zealots? Premarital sex?
But here's the thing.
Or divorce?
Here's the thing about this religion.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about it.
The deal is.
Tell me about the religion.
No sin is worse than the other.
Really?
I went to church camp.
So you're telling me.
I went to Bible school.
So you're telling me.
Yeah, I'm telling you that saying the word fuck.
Is it just
and
as bad
killing
as,
someone.
No.
It's just as bad. That is what you are taught. That is what you are taught.
That's.
And you are taught that as long as you ask for forgiveness, God will forgive you.
What but
you
the have fuck to, is happening here?
You have to mean it in your heart. You can't just say it. You have to mean it. Those are the rules.
That's such a loophole.
I'm telling you what I was taught in Bible camp or whatever I did.
I don't believe that.
I'm just saying. I know it's like a little different from Catholic. So, you know, I'm just telling you what like the non-denominational New Testament Christians are being taught. At least when I was a child.
This isn't to you.
I am relaying information.
This is just, that's crazy. I think that murder is worse.
Same.
Listen, I'm no minister. Wait, yes I am. Hold on. Okay. In the new Wells religion.
Okay.
In the Tao of Wells.
Yes.
No, yeah, there's like definitely levels.
There's the levels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you say the word fuck or you take the Lord's name in vain, that's not
super
as
bad.
Super bad. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
But it's not as bad as murdering someone in cold blood. Amen. How is anyone still listening to this show?
They don't. It's just you and I.
But I feel like I stand by that, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's crazy. Yeah. That is truly. We should get my mom on because she's like
by
super
all means,
Catholic.
Do your research, but.
We should get my mom on and be like, do you think. My mom would be like, no, I think one's worse than the
but
other.
But isn't Catholic. Don't Catholics not do the New Testament? Or am I wrong about that?
No, the whole New Testament is about Jesus.
Right.
Which is what Catholic was the first one.
Oh, okay.
After.
So what's the difference? Catholics can't talk directly to God and Jesus, but we can?
No, I think Mormons can talk directly to God.
No, we can. Yeah, we
what
can.
What are you saying to God?
We.
What are you saying to God?
Like when I pray at night, I talk directly to God.
Yeah, but did you say anything back?
When I pray at night.
What do you, real quick. I want to hear what a Brandy prayer to God is.
Okay, you want to know? I want to be serious for a minute.
Yeah.
I actually pray every single time I'm on a plane.
Yeah.
For real. Like, I know I was joking before, but I actually do when I'm taking off on my flights.
Really?
And I fly every week, so technically I pray weekly.
Statistically speaking, you should be praying every time you get in a car because that's much more dangerous than getting on a plane.
But there's just something about it. It's like now I've just done it for so long that now I feel like if I don't do it, the plane's going to crash.
Can you tell me what are the words in your brain?
Okay, let me tell you. I say,
Dear Lord,
humans are idiots. So please fly this plane. Please get me to my destination safely. Okay. And you know, while I'm on this plane, might not be for long, but I hope that I can just be a positive light in somebody's life on this flight. I do. Okay. I say this every time. And then I say, I have a long list of things I'd like to ask you to do while I'm gone. If you could please watch over all of my animals and I make sure and name every single one of them. Yeah. My Azzy girl, my little dog, Happy Boy, Star Girl, Ever, Melody, Comet, Oreo, Snickers, AJ, BJ, CJ, DJ, and Buckley, Boots and Bling, Player and Cash, and all my precious animals at home. Please, Lord God. Oh, and I forgot. I always have to make sure I didn't forget Puddles and Daisy the pigs. And please just keep them happy and healthy and make sure that they are there waiting for me when I get home. Thank you, Lord. I love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so you have a manger. You should just say, can you protect my manger?
No, I have to name them.
Yeah, but
that's more serious.
But you are like an actual innkeeper that has a manger.
Yes, and I make sure to name all of my little angels so that they are protected.
Can you do those names again?
I know.
Real quick.
We did it once.
like CJ, BJ, fucking Puddles and Cash and fucking
yeah.
Neil's and Knack and Slap yeah. and Stick.
And Happy and Little Dog and Ever and Melody and...
That's amazing.
Bling and Boots. Those are the cats.
They're like barn cats.
Yeah, but that doesn't make them any less.
Totally.
My little angels.
Well, yeah.
You know.
I mean, I give you props for that. I think that's a good thing to do.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel good about it.
Yeah. God forbid something does happen to you.
Stop.
Who does take care of that?
I actually need, I've been saying.
Do you have a will?
I need to have a will.
You do.
I know. Because I was thinking I should, since I have no kids and nobody that needs my money, I should like designate like whoever takes each animal gets some money.
Yeah, to yeah, absolutely.
For them. Yeah.
Yeah,
you want one or two?
Your last will and testament is not giving things in terms of money. It's giving people animals.
Yes. But you get like, some cash with it. And if you take enough of them, you can have my house.
I don't want you to die, but I do want to be at your funeral and to be like, Brandy, I loved you, but I didn't need a donkey.
Yeah, maybe you did.
I didn't. What's your donkey's name?
Well, AJ, BJ, CJ, DJ, and Buck.
How many fucking donkeys you got?
Five. I actually just
registered.
You know, this is an exclusive. I haven't said anything about this yet. I just rescued a sixth one from Oklahoma. He was going to go get slaughtered and I saved him, but he's in quarantine and I get him in 3 weeks. So when I get him in 3 weeks, I'll post about it. But he needs a name if you want to come up with one.
What do you got? You got AJ, BJ, CJ.
So we have AJ, BJ, CJ, and DJ, which all got rescued at once.
Oh, so EJ.
No. And then I have Buckley.
Okay.
I named after Jeff Buckley.
Okay.
And this one, this little guy, this new one is a buddy for Buckley.
Mm.
So I was thinking like a name that goes with Jeff Buckley, like maybe another musician. I don't know.
Well, I like Eddie because Eddie Murphy played Donkey in
Shrek. It's not terrible.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also really good at naming animals.
Okay.
I need to see a picture of him. I need to feel his essence.
Okay, I'll show you a picture. I got a video.
But I do like human names for animals. Like,
okay.
I right off the bat, like I love Larry.
I hate Larry.
Okay. Out. I really wanted to name Carl Darren. I thought that was so funny. And only for people to be like, what's your dog's name? Darren. And then they'd be like, your dog's name is Darren?
Yeah.
I thought that was really funny.
That's funny.
I also like Seth because that's like such a...
I know too many Seth.
I need to feel his essence. Okay,
I'll show the video after we're done. Shit.
But then I also like Ratchet or like Lugnut.
No.
Or Rambo.
That was better.
Lugnut's pretty fucking good.
I hate that one.
Why do you hate Lugnut?
I don't know. It doesn't roll off the tongue nicely.
Lugnut.
No.
Lugnut. And
there's no nickname. Like Buckley, I call him Buck.
Nut.
No. No. I'm like really big on nicknames. Like they all like gotta be able to shorten it a little bit.
Okay, so you want to go musician again, like cool musician.
Maybe.
Elliot Smith.
It's fine.
I don't think about it.
Okay.
Mark Knopfler. I love him. I have seen
Mark.
Some. Mark?
I don't know.
Mark's kind of funny.
That's fine.
Marcus? That's funny.
That's better. That's better. Okay, we've lost our listeners.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Oh, okay, Jesus. So I have seen some things I like that I want to talk about.
Oh, that's good.
I did watch Full Swing Season 2, which is the golf show.
Yep.
It's great. There is a couple episodes that I would like highlight. One of them is about this guy named Tom Kim, who's like 20 years old, and he's like the sweetest guy in the world. I really like that one. And then there's another one, which is a juxtaposition between this guy named Wyndham Clark and another guy named Joel Damon. And so if you watch the first season of Full Swing, Joel Damon is like the hero of the season. Like he is the lovable loser. He becomes like kind of famous just from the show. And he's playing this season and he's like doing terribly. And his caddy's like, you need to get a sports psychologist.
I love an underdog story.
Yeah. Juxtaposed with this guy named Wyndham Clark, whose mom passed away like maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. And he's been like seeing a sports psychologist. And so it's like, what does a sports psychologist do for an athlete? And one won't get one and one will.
I've seen one.
And like, it's amazing the difference between these two people.
Mm, I believe that.
That's really good. There's a great episode about the Fitzgerald brothers that I really liked a lot. And then the whole Ryder Cup thing was amazing. But if you don't love golf, you might not love it. But but also like you don't love fucking turning a wrench, but you love Drive to Survive. And so.
Well, that's because I was about to ask you, are there hotties? Because there's hotties on Drive to Survive.
I know. So yeah, that's. Yeah. That's tough. Mm. Anyways, I really enjoyed it. We started watching a show last night called The Regime.
Mm. Wait, did you talk about this already?
No. Oh. It's with Kate Winslet. It's on Max.
Oh.
Kate Winslet stars in this limited series as the chancellor of an unnamed Central European nation that is unraveling behind the palace walls. It's kind of like you think it's like England, but it might not be. And she is the prime minister or the chancellor. And she hires this guy to kind of be her like security guard and just like a right-hand man. Kate Winslet's kind of like losing her mind. She's like scared of mold, doesn't want people like breathing on her. She's just like gone completely like crazy, but she's running this country and she's got these cobalt mines that America wants to like get the cobalt from for batteries and stuff. And this guy that she hires ends up becoming her like right-hand man. And she goes from like someone who's a little bit of a yes man to being like, fuck everybody, I'm going to do whatever I want. It's a little bit of, it's a little on the nose of like Donald Trump and like kind of taking over. And you're like, what could really happen if someone was like a dictator here? Also like a little cuckoo. She is so fucking funny. And so when we watched the trailer, I was like, this looks really good. Because Sarah was like, I want to watch this. And I was like, this looks really good. This looks like a show that's going to take like three episodes before I'm like
into it.
And after the first episode, I was like, I'm hooked. Like, she really grabs you. She's so quirky.
I mean, I love her.
She's doing like a weird lisp thing. She kind of talks like Drew Barrymore a little bit, but with her British accent. It's a lot like The Great. Did you watch The Great?
I didn't.
Really?
Is that great?
Sarah loved it.
Okay.
So it's like
the Elle Fanning, right?
It's like The Crown, but like obviously silly a little bit.
Okay.
And it's kind of like that. I think that you would really like this show.
I love Kate Winslet. So I'll definitely give that a go.
She's amazing in it. And just like so beautifully unhinged. Highly recommend.
Okay. I like it.
The other thing that I watched that I liked a lot was Ricky Snicky.
What's that?
It's the Farley Brothers new thing. So they're the ones who did like Dumb and Dumber and Something About Mary, like those guys. Peter Farley, I think he won an Academy Award for Green Book. So he also has done like some major stuff. It's Zac Efron, John Cena, and Andrew Santino, who's like, one, he's a buddy, but it's like he's like a comedian. When three childhood best friends pull a prank that goes wrong, they invent the imaginary Ricky Stanicky to get them out of trouble. 20 years later, they still use the non-existent Ricky as a handy alibi for their immature behavior. It starts with like them, what's it called when you put poop in a bag and then you light it on fire? And then
is there a name for that?
You doorbell dash, and then they open up the door and they stomp it out. Ugh. Anyways, they do it to a house that no one's home, and then it lights on fire.
Oh, geez.
And so they're like, what do we do? And so someone's like pants are left at the thing. And so they write Ricky Stanicky in it so that the cops think that like the house that burned down is because of this kid named Ricky Stanicky. And it doesn't exist. And then so they, as like adults, so like anytime like there's a big party that they have to go to with their wives, they're like, Ricky's got cancer. We got to go see him in the hospital. And then they end up going to like the World Series or something. And so John Cena plays Ricky Stanicky and he's very funny.
Okay.
John Cena out-acts Zac Efron.
What?
I know.
No.
I'm just telling you, it's crazy.
What do you mean?
John Cena is the best actor in this show.
Huh.
He's so good, so funny. He plays, they meet him in like Vegas or in like Atlantic City. And his thing is that he is like a cover singer, but every song that he sings is about whacking off.
Oh, jeez.
So it's just a lot of him like dressing up as Boy George, like singing a Boy George song, but like changing the lyrics to whacking off, or him dressing up like Elton John and like changing the lyrics to like him whacking off. It's so funny. So John Cena's character, he's like, I'm an actor. And so they're like, well, we need to hire you to be an actor to be this guy. And it's so very funny.
Where do you watch this?
It's on Prime. Okay. So it's free.
Oh, love that.
But yeah, John's Cena, very, very good.
Who would have thought?
I did not expect it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cute.
True.
True. I did finish Masters of the Air.
Oh, did you love it?
I fucking loved it. Yeah. I will say the last few episodes were a little slow. I think I missed, like, the first half of the season, most of the scenes are in the planes, you know, like in battle, or not battle, but you know what I mean. And so, like, it's just like so much adrenaline and so much. And then on the back half of the season, they don't do as much of that. So it gets like a little slower, but I loved the end. I won't spoil anything, but there was one pilot that towards the end, like, you're really rooting for. And I thought he was going to be a fucking goner. And I was screaming at the TV, but he's not.
Oh, good. That's good. Yes.
But I won't say who. But it's just so good. At the end, they do the montage where they show the actual pilots, you know, in real life. They tell you how their story ended and what they did after and, like, how long they lived for. And it was just, like, so touching to see these boys that almost died at such a young age go on and live such a beautiful life and live into their 80s. And I don't cry, but, like, I would have, you know, like, it was very touching. Loved the show. Big fan.
Speaking of, I made Sarah watch Memphis Belle because she, like, loves the show too. And I was like, I just really think that you need to see what this is kind of, like, ripping off or, like, this is based on to have, like, an understanding of it. And so please go watch Memphis Belle. Okay. Download it. Buy it, whatever.
Yep.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. Harry Connick Jr. is so good. Sean Astin so good. I got a song to go out on.
Okay.
Do you remember the band Mount Joy?
Of course. They're blowing up right now.
Yeah. I've always enjoyed them. They've got a new song called Highway Queen out right now that I really like. So I thought we could go out on that.
Love it.
Vegas?
God. Let's fucking go.
What song were you like, oh, I should do that? Oh, I was singing Cage the Elephant.
Oh, yeah. Ain't no rest for the wicked.
Money don't grow on trees.
I can hear a remix in there. I might do that.
For sure.
Yeah.
I know those guys. The Schultz brothers. Mm. They're the best. They live in Nashville.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, they were from Bowling Green, Kentucky originally.
Yeah, very close.
Yeah. So you got Vegas and then what?
Vegas and then Biloxi.
Okay.
You find yourself in Mississippi. Might still be spring break. I don't know.
Yeah.
Come hang at Elevate Nightclub. And then first weekend of April. Can you fucking believe it's almost April?
No, I cannot.
Years flying by. I'll be playing in Austin, Texas on April 6th. And then Vegas. I'll be in Vegas every month.
Yeah.
And then did you see I got added to Stagecoach?
Yeah, I saw Stagecoach. We talked about that last week, but you got added to Hangout Fest.
Okay, that's the one.
Yeah.
Not till May, so a little ways out, but very exciting.
I know. I would go to that. That was always my favorite festival ever, but it's right by my
birthday.
Always around my birthday, so it's hard for me to go.
Oh,
it's right by your birthday, too, though.
Oh, how hard has been my birthday at Hangout Festival with all my friends?
It'd be 40. That's around your birthday, too, though.
I know. We're not going to talk about my age.
Okay, good. I'm hanging.
Sup, brah?
I got things. I just can't talk about it, dude.
Yeah.
All right, well, why have tears? We didn't even talk about Bachelor.
There's no point because we missed the new episode. And then we're a week behind anyway.
I know.
Silly.
Maria for Bachelorette.
Fine.
You're down with it?
I'm all right with it.
I know. Well, I have tears. We love you.
Love y'all.
We'll do some calls and we'll do some fuck you very muches next week.
Love it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.